And we'll have regional news for you in 5 minutes at 12:30. First though, a southwest fruit grower has created an agritourism website to try and improve the links and also the communication between producers and consumers. Apple and plum grower Barry Green was trained as a technician before taking on an orchard and is using his skills to create more awareness about who produces food in WA. Celio Polkinghorne went to visit his orchard at Donnybrook.
Come on, there you go.
G'day, I'm Barry Green. We've got an organic farm at Donnybrook and farmstay accommodation. I've created a few websites that, because I think agritourism is an important thing to remake connections between farmers and consumers. I think a lot of what we're doing in agriculture these days doesn't make sense, and it's been brought about by a breakdown in communication between farmers and the people we grow stuff for.
What are you doing to combat this?
Well, I guess the farm stay thing, we get people staying at the farm and we have a conversation. The whole farmers' markets, that's part of a remaking of connection between producers and consumers. If you search Google for farmers' markets WA, a page of my site comes up number one, and that's getting 600 to 700 visits a month. So people are looking for that information. And from once they get there, they can see other pages on farm stays, wine tourism, dairy tourism. So it is the internet and tourism together are helping to remake that connection.
What involvement do you have with farmers' markets?
Well, directly, we're not actively involved in terms of our own produce, but I've been watched the farmers' markets thing grow all along, and right from the start, this farmers' markets page I created on our website has linked to any farmers' markets that I find, and increasingly those farmers' markets are linking back to our website. So this is a mechanism of the internet that's sort of allowing this sort of free exchange of ideas and information.
With your agritourism, you've got one cottage here which houses a family for sort of any period of time. How many families do you think you'd have coming through on average each year?
The cottage is booked pretty much all school holidays and a lot of weekends, not so much in summer. People tend to stick to the coast more, but increasingly in weekends and increasingly even during the week. That's been more people working fly in, fly out who have the opportunity to get away during the week.
You're actually a technician, so you've got some skills that most farmers probably wouldn't have, which is why you've been able to build a website. Just give me an idea of how the website has helped you.
But the internet is such a democratic institution. It's allowing the free exchange of ideas and information. And that's the copyleft policy that I have on our website that basically says anything you find on this website, you can do what you like with, copy it, paste it, do what you like. It's about the free exchange of information, and that the copyleft policy is borrowed from the Bank of Ideas, Peter Kenyon's Bank of Ideas, and that his organisation is built around trying to reinvigorate country towns. So I still see all these things coming together, and where it'll go, well, that remains to be seen. Agritourism is a fairly wide subject. Your wine tourism is part of agritourism. Farmers' markets, farm stays, increasing number of little dairy farmers that are doing value adding, that's all part of agritourism. And it's all part of getting the communication going between farmers and consumers again.
Your philosophy is working well with the event of Farm Day, which you were involved in last year. You're involved in Farm Day again this year. Just tell me what last year's experience was like.
Oh, I enjoyed it. I think the family here enjoyed it. I don't think they'd ever been on a farm before. And I guess this farm isn't probably typical these days, but it was a lovely day. We went up to the dam. We had a bit of a barbecue by the dam, had a bit of a chat. Kids collected the eggs, fed the alpacas. Yeah, so it was just a good interaction. And I guess it gave them a slightly different attitude to farmers generally. I think there's a perception that in some areas that farmers are all rolling in money. The reality is far from that.
So the next Farm Day is coming up just at the end of May. Have you been put in touch with your family yet?
Yes, we have, and we've had a conversation with them. They're probably coming on the Sunday. And the idea is I'll probably get here about morning tea and we'll probably have a cuppa. And then kids can feed the chooks and collect the eggs. And then if it's a decent day, we'll hop on the hay trailer and go up the dam and have a barbecue by the dam and just see what evolves.
It sounds great, doesn't it? I'm thinking of talking to the kids when I get home tonight, finding a farm that we can go to and taking my 5 and 2 year old along and letting them have a look at the eggs and the apples and whatever else, whichever farm we choose to go and see. Sounds like a great idea. That was Barry Green. He's an organic plum and apple grower at Donnybrook, and he's on the agri-tourism side of things as well, as you heard then. And if you want some more information on the Farm Day event, just go along to the website. It's probably the best spot. It's www.farmday.com.au. Stay listening to The Country Hour.